Yo, people, welcome back to the Spare Change podcast. You got myself, Fabs, Fablo, right over here. We got the...
Got Rax.
Big up, yes, yes. And then up top or wherever else he is on the camera, on your screens, we got...
Luke.
Dunno. Big bumper cleat Luke, dunno. Hope everyone's at home. Hope everyone's at home staying safe, staying inside.
Yes,
please. Enjoying themselves, you know what I mean? Like... Yeah. We got to do some big ups, I guess. Big up the NHS man, healthcare workers. Man, we should do that.
My guys as well, my guys.
I know.
First and foremost,
man. They're doing the hardest job in the land right now. So, got to big them up, man. Obviously, going through a lot of shit. So, big them up, man. And yeah, man. Big secondly, up everyone. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Secondly, shout out to Boss Man, Corner Shops. You man are doing the things.
Oh, man,
stocking up on the bread. That yeah, Sainsbury's ain't got the rest. That Sainsbury's ain't got. Shout out to you, man. Yeah. Providing, man. Shout out to you, boss.
Providing us with the eggs and that. Can you hit me?
Them 15 eggs in the box.
Yeah, that's proper shit, man. Need that. Trust me. Yeah, man. But obviously, quarantine update, real quick. How's the last week of quarantine? How's that been for you lot?
Been alright, man. It's not too bad. We're getting through it. Obviously, they put the extensions on, so that's there. But like, apart from that, yeah, man, we're getting through it. Obviously, man, done a 15k last week. Big up Fabs for the shout out. 15k challenge. Done that. Light work. I'm not gonna start. No, 15. Sorry, five. Man's on the source. Don't give me two. Well, I done a light 5k challenge, and that was all right. It wasn't too bad. I was blowing halfway, but yeah, man, we got through it. What else? I'm on the last episode of Avengers, so I'm on a fucking Endgame now.
Okay.
Yeah, man, gotten through it. I think it's been like what, three weeks since I've been watching or something like that. But yeah, man.
How was it like watching it like that?
It's good. Everything makes a lot more sense. You know, you watch something like back continuously, yeah, like everything makes a lot more sense. Like a lot of stuff. Like, I didn't really watch the Ant-Man movies. I think I only watched one of the Ant-Man movies, and that, like, a lot of stuff is starting to make more sense now. I didn't watch Ragnarok before. Watch Ragnarok now. See, good. Yeah. A lot of stuff makes a lot more sense. So definitely, I would recommend. Obviously, there's a lot of people got a lot more time. Definitely watch the Avengers movies in order. Like, it's good. It's good movies. A lot more movies.
Luke, man, quarantine update. What's that saying?
I spent a bit of quarantine with my love, my missus, and I was just, you know, just living up the quarantine life, innit? You know, just 9 months from now, God knows what will happen, innit?
It's a joke.
Getting through bare Netflix series. And like, there's nothing on Netflix to watch no more, man. Like, in terms of good quality films, like, they've got a bunch of junk on there. Like, I've been trying to dive them through the good quality films and the bad quality films.
Yeah.
I watched an action film the other day. It had the last Batman in it. I can't remember his name. The weird-looking guy with the big chin.
Oh, Ben Affleck.
It had Ben Affleck in it. Yeah. It's like an action film, a shooting film. I forgot what it's called. It's a Netflix original. It was trash. These men were on a hunt looking for a Mexican drug lord. They thief all of his money. I'm just going to give you the synopsis. Thief all of his money. Like, this was the main cause of the mission, to go and get, like, I think, 10 million off this drug lord. They got the 10 million now. The helicopter they had to travel the money back in crashed. Didn't work anymore. The man had to go get donkeys, put the money on the donkeys. And then because they killed someone from the village with the donkeys.
Yeah.
This sounds garbage.
That brother killed Ben Affleck. And then they all chucked the money. And that was it. The film was done. It was trash. Worst film ever.
This sounds poor.
This is a funny thing.
Do you know what?
What's it called?
Sorry, go on. No, go on.
I can't remember. Sorry. I can't remember what it's called. I'm not going to lie to you. So Netflix. A Netflix original. It's under action and adventure. Terrible. 2019. Terrible. Yeah. Don't watch it.
Do you know what? Um, I, do you know actually, just before I watched the Marvel movies, fucking Unorthodox on Netflix, yeah. Good movie. It's based on the Jews, isn't it? It's based on Jewish, yeah. It's based on the Jews and Unorthodox Jews, yeah. And it's proper good. Like you get a proper insight into how these men live and like what the kind of rules and regulations they got. I never knew they had so much rules and that like, you have to live by. But yeah, man, it's a proper good movie. I recommend. No, movies. It's a series. Yeah, I recommend you guys watch it. Definitely a good shout. I don't know if you watched it. Yeah.
No. I got told about it. It's good. Yeah. I watched. Proper have you watched Hunters? It's a weird. Another thing about the Jews. It's a weird. It's like. Based on a kid in the like 70s or 80s becoming a Nazi hunter, so his family's Jewish.
Okay.
It's got Al Pacino in it, and his family's he becomes a Nazi hunter. It's decent. It's quite wacky. It's not as serious as obviously what that is. I just thought because he said Jews that popped into my head. That sounds like more of a serious kind of sit down and watch. So
is a good sit down and watch. The only thing I was kind of disappointed on was the ending, but like apart from that, the whole movie in general, like kept me locked in. Like I think there's like 4 or 5 episodes, kept me locked in for the 4 or 5 episodes. I'm not gonna lie. It's good. It's a good show. So
have you man watched The Stranger?
No. What is it?
Yeah, watch all of it still.
Yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's mid tier. It's like
it's Hollyoaks-esque.
I could have done without it.
It's easy, like pastime watching. Mm-hmm. Like you can watch it to just pass the time. Like you know, when you're bored, there's nothing really else to watch. It's like that's just on. It's not that bad to have on in the background, playing with your phone and that. You know what I mean? You might look up every now and again. You might hear a screech.
Oh, raw.
You know what I mean? Like you get me? Like, you ain't really got to pay attention too hard. It's all right. It's all right. Mid tier, as Luke said. So. Is that it? Yes. What else you been up to, Luke?
Me personally, just watching Hollyoaks. It's been some family members' birthday, so it was my niece's. I had 2 nieces' birthday pass. I didn't get to see them. Innit? So. Yeah. I got to see one from a distance, and then I messaged my other one, and yeah, that was about it. Didn't really do much, man. Like chilling. It's been sunny. Hopefully, I've got darker. Hopefully, I pair darker. I'm trying to get melanated, innit? I don't want to be the only one looking like this on the podcast anymore, innit? So I'm trying to. I'm trying to get my Kylie Jenner on. You know,
looking like this.
Wow.
I'm trying to get my Kylie Jenner on.
Dead Kylie Jenner. Have you seen Kylie Jenner now? Like how she looks. They put a post of her like now and without the lip fillers and all them things. She can't get the lip fillers, the jabs, and all them things there. She just looks like regular schmegular Kylie from back when. Well, you know what I mean?
You still wouldn't press.
Well, I press it. She's rich, my guy.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm pressing it. I don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, you would press, yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's what I said. Yeah, she's rich, my guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. Yeah, I agree.
Press Oprah. Would you press Oprah?
Oprah?
Yeah. The same logic applies. Same logic applies.
Don't ask me any silly things like that again, man, please. Of course I would. Are you mad?
Exactly. You press it. So yeah, Kylie, innit? Kylie's the youngest. I think she's still the youngest billionaire or something like that. Like she's still the youngest billionaire to ever have had that we've ever had. So yeah.
But she looks like cold Scottish oats.
Looks like rice pudding.
Yeah, finished.
So, cold rice pudding.
Jeez, what a move. That's crazy.
Wow. What other things you like watching? Huh?
I was about to say you don't like rice pudding out the fridge. The muller liked it.
Man hasn't eaten rice pudding since I was 9. Relax. Well, you shouldn't be eating rice pudding. Days, yeah, with a little dollop of jam. Like, it's like,
yeah, that's school days.
It's jam in it.
No. I used to grab it out of the fridge in Tesco and buy like the Muller things. There's apple flavor, cinnamon flavor. There's different flavor. It's bang still. You man should jump up. Anyway,
I like consistency now. Like back in the day, I used to eat Yammer off obviously school days. I bang it, but
wait. You had the cold. Wait, Luke, you had the cold rice pudding.
I had it cold. Yes, I've had it cold. Yes.
Wait. Your question.
Stay calm, bro.
Real question. Is rice pudding made of rice? Like, is the actual rice in it? Yeah.
Big man, yes. It's pudding rice.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's pudding
rice. How does it get to that consistency then?
They boil it, and then they just slap the bare cream on it and stuff, and that's it. It's done.
That's not for me. That's a belly. That's not like a bellyache already. It's not like a bellyache. That's why you got so much belly aches, Luke.
No. So you have to plan your belly aches sometimes, isn't it? Because obviously, I'm lactose intolerant.
Listen, I'm done with you. Yo, if it was pre-workout all over it, would you drink it?
There's pre-workout all over it. No.
Yeah.
I don't even drink pre-workout. Pre-workout. It was pre-workout. Maybe. Potentially,
no, pre-workout. No.
If I bought it by accident, yeah, I'll drink it. I'll have it.
Rice pudding workout. Nasty. What are you lot? What else are you lot watching? Anything new?
Nah, no. Still Avengers.
Did you lot watch? Have you lot watched Contagion?
Is this the one on Netflix? Yeah.
I'm watching them films.
They put it on net. They said I'm not watching them films. Yeah, but they put it on Netflix. Yeah.
Is this the one that talks about Corona?
So Contagion, it came out years ago. It came out in 2012. It's basically about what's happening right now.
There's a same. What is it based in China?
No, it's not based in China. No.
So yeah, there's a Netflix.
It's all over the world.
There's one in Netflix. There's one on Netflix that basically talks about Corona. There's these men are saying it's conspiracy. Really. Yeah, talks about Corona. I think I put it in a group. Did I put it in a group chat or no?
My girl showed it to me still.
Yeah, and it's on Netflix, and it talks about, it's based in China, just about the respiratory kind of disease. Yeah. So that's a mad thing. I can't remember what it's called, man. I think it's called, I just wanted to find the name. One sec.
I saw that, but people were making a big deal more about that, like it's like, saying that they might have done it on purpose. They could have, but yeah, I don't think
they did. This came out in 2017, my guy. How are they going to...
Yeah, I know. No, but like, a coronavirus is just... You know what I mean? Like, it's a thing that happens, isn't it?
It's like a cold is a coronavirus, apparently.
Yeah, it's a type of, not a cold, a flu.
Sorry, a flu, apologies.
Yeah. It's a type of coronavirus, yeah. You know what I mean?
The name of it is called The Secret Terrace on Netflix, yeah? Came out in 2018. That's the one that they say that basically speaks about Corona. Basically, if you go to the last episode or something on that, it talks about Corona being a coronavirus, a respiratory kind of disease kind of thing. It's killing masses of people. So, yeah.
If you these things are always going to happen. Like, I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always something in it. Like, every few, I don't know when the last pandemic was, maybe in the early 1900s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was maybe the last pandemic. You know, it's going to happen every, few hundred years or whatever, innit? Like, it's going to happen, innit? So, it's just, obviously, you never really think you're never going to live to see that, innit? Like, but... Yeah.
Like, the Simpsons have been predicting things for time. Do you know what I mean? They predicted Trump was going to come into power. That happened. Do you know what I mean? They predicted Trump was going to come into power. That happened.
Yeah.
There's a couple of things they've been right on, the Simpsons, anyway.
Oh, The Simpsons, The Simpsons are amazing. Yeah. They predict everything. Yeah. they predict fucking everything. Yeah. But Contagion is literally about what's happening right now. It's just, it's a movie though. It's not like a doc. And if anyone out there doesn't really understand this thing, like, if you watch that movie, then you'll understand how it actually works and how it spreads and how just easy it is to get around and actually kill people and actually, contaminate people. That movie proper, goes into it. So yeah, it's a good movie to watch. It's actually a decent movie, man. So if you, you know what I mean, like if you're chilling or whatever, you ain't got nothing to watch, dash that on. It's a easy watch. So
easy watch. I'm trying to get away from Corona. I'm not trying to go run to it. So I think I'll skip that bus. I watched something called A Quiet Place on Netflix.
A Quiet Place. Yo, I need to watch that, actually.
That's old, though, no? That's old.
Yeah, it's old, yeah. I need to watch it.
All right, let me not do my review then. This film
actually watch it.
Watch it tomorrow.
I swear the movie's coming out as well, the second part. No, number two, yeah, the second part, yeah, come on, I watched it, it's good, that's all right, it's decent, not trash. Anyway, I'm not gonna say nothing. Have you seen it? I watched it, it's all right, it's decent, it's not bad. All right, let me watch it, and then we'll talk about it.
The Michael Jordan one.
They're releasing episodes every week for the next 10 weeks. So one each week. There's two episodes out at the moment, but it's actually really good, man. It's just obviously about his career and just all the stuff that surrounded his career, all of the rumors, all of the, you know what I mean? They're just going proper into everything that happened around that time, innit? Like, it's proper, it's interesting, it's really good. Like, you enjoy it, trust me. Like, the brothers, I'm not gonna lie, MJ was amazing, bruv. He's fucking sick, fam. And when you watch the doc, like, obviously, you know, man's sick, but shit, fam. From dead day, from day dot, you know, like.
Yeah. They're doing a lot of stuff for, like, MJ right now, though. They're doing a lot of stuff. Like, Nike dropped some kicks for MJ. Like, they dropped, I can't remember what it's called. It's called the DMP pack or something like that. Defining Moments pack by Nike, yeah. And they got some Jordans out for MJ. So they're doing a couple of things for MJ. I don't know what's happened, but
it must be out of
Yeah.
Well, and also on Netflix they slapped Space Jam on there. So okay. I wanted to say to you, man. Obviously, Space Jam is a cult classic for us, isn't it? It's the Disney thing we grew up on, isn't it? I wanted to go and watch it this week, innit? But my outlook on the film's kind of changed because my favorite part of the film is when they play R. Kelly. That used to be my favorite part when.
I forgot about that.
When they play I Believe I Can Fly, it's a sorry part, man. That the fact is, like, that's my childhood.
No, I'm still vibing out to that.
I don't hear that, man. I saw that now, man.
But he's not talking about nothing. He's just talking about motivational shit, though. So you can still bump that.
Yeah,
we gotta have rules on what R. Kelly tunes we can listen to because honestly, he's got bangers.
Yeah, but you see his motivation's little girls.
Bro, in the eye. So you're telling me, attitude's not motivational. It's not talking about little girls in it.
But his motivation, the songwriter's motivation. If you're telling me that Jay-Z's motivation, let me use Jay-Z, I don't want to spoil his name, innit? Whose name I don't care about. So French Montana, Unforgettable with about a 12-year-old girl. I'm never listening to that song again. It's the context.
Bro, but that's not about a 12-year-old girl, though. I Believe I Can Fly. It's motivational purposes only.
I don't know. You know his motivations are skewed, innit? His motivations are disgusting.
I can fly.
And he's flying.
I can fly.
And he's flying to the studio in his bed. Their bed in the studio.
Can fly. You're making it nasty. Like, you did that all yourself. You did that all by yourself. Maybe you're worse than R. Kelly. You just did that all by yourself.
Wow. I'm joking. we should stop the podcast. That's so much.
I am joking, man. It's a joke.
Fuck social distancing. I'm coming to you. Yeah, right now.
Hey, fuck it. We can record it. We can record together, bro.
Speaking on them kind of things, yeah, them kind of like, obviously you had the R. Kelly documentary. They put out one for fucking Russell Simmons. I don't think I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it.
About like the sexual abuse that he's had on like certain women and stuff like that. So they kind of do the same kind of thing to Russell, I think.
They're crying out.
Not the same kind of thing, obviously, because obviously not trying to downplay what they did to R. Kelly. That shit actually happened. But they're trying to put out the same kind of documentary kind of series.
The Russell thing is a bit mad because.
Yeah,
I think he's admitted to he's not kind of sexually abusing these women, but having to kind of been in a position of power and kind of leverage that position of power to gain sex from these women and stuff. And being in that position, you can see at this current age, you can see it as being wrong. But as being as a young man, maybe in a very chauvinistic.
Be careful now.
Being a young man in a very chauvinistic, male chauvinistic
time,
and also in the genre he's in and what he had to deal with at the time in terms of dealing with rap music and dealing with women in that kind of era, he might have been around things which put him in positions where he was leveraging his power, which I'm not saying is right, but I don't think blatantly he went out of his way to sexually abuse women like R. Kelly did. Mm. I don't know the ins and outs of stories, so this is me just assuming from what I've seen and what I've read up.
The problem is that it's a fine line, isn't it? I was speaking to someone the other day about just the whole... what's the word? Sorry. Consent thing. Yeah? It's a very fine line. Like, these things are fine. So even, say if Russell was just like, he's had a girl in his office, they're talking whatever, and he's like flirting slightly, like, you get me? Yeah. Maybe touching her hand a little bit or whatever, just, you know what I mean? Like, little like flirty things, innit? Like, she could have taken that a certain type of way, and then it just, she can flip that on him, and like, it's just fine lines, innit? So, yeah, I don't know.
Obviously, there's three guys here, innit? I wanted to ask this question, innit? This is treading a line, isn't it? But
good Lord have mercy.
If a female is riding the guy, and then she goes on, I don't know, if she's riding the guy, is there any room for error in terms of consent? If she's gonna to ride the guy in terms of in sexual position,
so she's on top of me,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no way that you can say anything like after that, really. To me, I'm like, there's not what else can you say? You're like on top of me, like moving.
Yeah, but you could say that
screeching.
But she could say that fucking hell, like you drugged me, bro. You slapped something in my drink.
Drugged?
You slapped something in my drink. You put some money in my drink.
Pump her stomach, doc. There's no drugs.
from when though, she can say this could be a whole week after the drug might be out of her system, the money might be gone. So I mean,
women, if you're saying this like a week later, then something's fishy to me.
She didn't want to go to the pheasant, but she didn't want to go to the pheasant that week.
Say if it's during one of these scenarios, isn't it? Like a Russell Simmons thing, and one of the girls are like, she climbed on top of him and she rode him. What's the situation now? Because and obviously, consent.
If she climbs on top of me and starts riding me, okay, let it go, man. Let freedom reign. Like, let it go. Like, let freedom reign. Like, can be. Because I don't get it. I don't get it. Like, it's you come onto me. How can you? Like, that's the thing I don't understand. That's the thing I was talking to my friend about. Like, I was like, yo, how... It's mad how girls just have the upper hand in this. Like, it's a little bit crazy to a certain extent because, like,
they could literally say anything. They could change their mind after they enjoyed the night. Like, after they had the most bombast, like, a fantastic old time, you know? Like, don't rush, don't slow touch. Like, all of that, yeah, was in the thing, yeah? And then she just says in the morning, nah, that went it. That, nah, man, like, he went left on me. He did madness to me. That, to me, that is crazy. It's such a power to have. Like, it's such a power to have. Like,
I think it's the maddest power to have. And in terms of being a guy in that position and speaking as a guy,
yeah,
like, you're powerless. Your word's always going to be
the last word. It's going to be second tier.
So it's always a situation. It's their word against yours, and it's evidence. There's not going to be any evidence unless it's straight after the fact, where a woman can prove it. If it's like years later, it's his word against mine, my word against his. So if I was a victim, if I was a victim as a female, or and come out and said, okay, boom, this brother did actually do these things to me, and it's a powerful person as well, how am I meant to combat that? And as flip it as a guy, I'm already in the court of opinion. I'm a rapist, so there's nothing I can do after that.
So it's mad.
I think this is the, in terms of cases, in terms of if I was in the legal system, this would be probably one of the hard. This would be the hardest case to prove.
He's not the hardest case to prove that as well.
I think that's what I'm saying. I think this would probably be the hardest case to prove. So, in terms of doing
it's one of the hardest things to prove, which is why a lot of brothers do go prison that didn't do anything. Because what can they really say? And it's like, it's like, what can they really say?
I have been watching something, actually. I forgot to tell you. Innocent Files. Very good.
Do you know what? That's the new one, on it. That's the new one, isn't it? A lot of the documentaries about fucking bite testing. Like when these guys
that's the only first two episodes.
Okay, because I only got to the first two episodes. I thought this is the same thing.
No, that's only the first two episodes. There's bare different stories. There's like three or four different stories in the documentary. Yeah. So the first, sorry for jumping around from that to this, but so basically, Fabs, as a synopsis, I don't know if you're gonna watch this or not.
I watched it because I was intrigued. The first episode was banging. The second thing was like, I kind of fell out.
No. I was fully engaged in the first two. I think when I got to, there was like a Mexican brother that was doing in regards to like gang shootouts or whatever. I lost interest in it and I didn't watch his episode. Yeah. But there was an episode basically where they're using bite mark, on 10 body. To prove if someone is guilty in a case. So basically, for example, two little girls in America somewhere, I can't remember the area, got sexually abused and killed.
Right.
According to this bite testing guy, it was definitely this person that done it. According to this bite person guy, he said, okay, boom, it's this person that done it. And then in another case, he's like, boom, it was definitely this person that done it. So he was very well credited and looked at as like a big bite person for cases.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, these people, like the people that died were like black little girls, and they were black men getting accused of these crimes. And they were in Confederate states. So the states were racist already. So basically, they used bite mark testing to confirm whether or not the guy's done it or not. The way the guy was doing the testing was mad. Because he was manipulating the teeth in any direction to make it look like it was that person.
This guy done it, yeah.
So he would get like a you know, when it was grilled with grills, they would do like an imprint of your teeth. Or the dentist. They'll do an imprint of your teeth. That's what they were doing with my guy's teeth. And then they would put my guy's teeth on the wound and like manipulate and say, oh, he could have bit her like this or could have bit her like that. And it's, that's it. Got proved guilty. Back in prison.
Do you know what? One thing I'll say about this documentary, is the US is fucked, isn't it? The US is fucked.
The legal system is terrible.
They were using like 5-year-old little girls to like to like convict, man. They've done one man dirty because of this. They interviewed this little girl. She was 5 years old. Imagine a 5 years old imagination is mad. Like, they all saying all kind of stuff. I was watching the documentary and she was saying, like, the guy came, took my sister, and he took my sister in a helicopter. Bro, where the helicopter come from? Some bullshit, bro. Like, the system is messed.
It's testimony. So they're using a 5 year old's testimony to convict this guy. So it's the bite mark thing and a 5 year old's testimony. And this guy got life in prison because of that.
Mm. Mm. And he didn't even do it. Imagine that. He didn't do it.
This thing sounds mad.
Yeah. Serious, though. You should watch it. Proper heavy stuff,
Yeah, proper heavy stuff, man.
Yeah.
But it's some heavy stuff. No, the outcome's good, but you need to see the injustice in the world as well. Obviously, it's not all contagion, isn't it? And virus. Sometimes you need to see.
It is, actually.
Cool. Contagion's outside. I don't need to be inside my yard thinking about Contagion as well. I'm good. I'm all right.
It's just a good movie to watch.
I'm okay. I'd rather watch Avengers.
Bro, it's a movie, bro.
It's reality.
It's reality, you know. I'm not fucking with no Contagion, all the fucking no Corona.
You watched the show about the coronavirus thing. You just said.
Who?
You did. You said you watched the Chinese thing. Yeah.
No, I didn't watch it, bro. I saw a little fucking Insta.
Oh, you saw a clip.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay.
It was definitely in line of what they were saying, innit? I didn't watch it though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The Contagion thing is good to you because like it just. It shows you like where it started from as well, and then because they're proper trying to find that through the whole movie, they're trying to figure out how it started, and blah blah blah. But at the end, they tell you how it started. It's funny. Yeah. It's not funny, but you chuckle a little bit. It's like,
I'm not chuckling. I'm not a big man. I'm not watching that film. I need to block it off my list because it keeps coming up on my.
It's a good movie.
I don't want to block it off my list.
You're being a hypochondriac, bro. You're gonna have a contract.
I'm gonna have a contract. I turn on the news. I see Corona. I go on Instagram. I see Corona.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but it's not the same. It's obviously. It's the same. It's the same thing. Yeah, but obviously in the movie, because it's a movie, it's worse, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not the same, but it is the same.
My life is contagion, big man. I don't need to watch this. I'm good.
Your life isn't that contagion. You wouldn't want to be in that one.
I'm good.
You'd be
I'm
scared. Good. You'd be shook if it was that
I'm
one.
I'm scared now. People are dying, big man. It's
now you'd be even more scared. This thing was writing everyone off differently, like levels, like finished in a few seconds. Not in a few seconds, but like literally within a few days. Like the incubation period was way faster than what this is now.
Yeah.
Mad quick, and you're definitely dead if you have it.
Yeah.
Definitely, 100%. But it's just, I like the way they do it because you're not going to watch it anyway. But the way they do it, yeah, is like, it's sick because it's showing you it shows you everywhere like the virus is moving to. So like, you know, in the beginning, it starts like a woman's coughing. She's like coughing. She's at the airport. And then she gives her card to the woman at the desk. And then she takes the card, she swipes it. And it's showing you everywhere that like she's putting her hands and like everywhere that it's going to, like, and then someone's drinking a drink and then passing the drink, then he drinks the drink, he puts it down, then that person takes this there, and then it's just showing you, and then there's a little kid, he's at school, and then he's sick, and he touches the door handle at school, and it zooms into the door handle, and it's like, okay, everyone's going to now touch that door handle, and they're all going to, it's just mad, like, it's mad still, like, it proper goes into it, but yeah, man, have you not watched, I know we've been on like watching stuff there. Have you watched For Life though?
No, what's that about?
For Life is a 50 Cent show, new show.
No.
Oh, the one in the prison. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's good, man. You're not sure watch it properly.
Is that a show or is that a movie? I thought it was a movie.
It's a show. No, it's a show. Really good show, man. Proper good. Like, I started watching it yesterday. Actually really good. Basically it's about a guy, he gets arrested for being like a drug kingpin, but he's basically he's innocent in it, but he gets life for it. But then what he does is, obviously, as like it moves on 9 years later after he gets arrested, and he basically like over that 9 years he studied to be a lawyer inside prison, and now he's actually a lawyer, and he
I saw a trailer for this.
He looks after all of the inmates and everything like that, so he's their rep, and he like fights the cases, but he's obviously doing it so he can get out. Like he's trying to find ways to get out, so he became a lawyer to try to get out. Basically,
this sounds like a film with Michael B. Jordan in it.
Is he in it now? No.
There's a film with Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan in it.
I've seen that movie. It's not similar to that.
I don't know what you heard me say, but it's not that.
That movie is really good, though. That movie is actually. Have you not seen it?
No. I saw the trailer.
What's it called again? It's called Mercy something. Just Mercy.
Yeah,
Just Mercy. Yeah, really good movie. Proper good movie. 8 out of 10. But yeah, no. The reason I bring that up though, for life though, really good. Everyone should watch that. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't watch it because I thought 50 was gonna flop again with Power, like he did with Power. So I didn't watch it. But I got bored, so I watched it and it was good. But in the show, yeah, my guy's in prison for life. Yeah, he's got a wife. Yeah, good thing as well. Super. Yeah. Now, he's got a wife, and obviously the wife is obviously been on her own for 9 years. Yeah. Obviously, he has like a best friend, like a really good friend. Her and the good friend start dating. Yeah. They start seeing each other. Now they're seeing each other romantically, all of that cool. And like, he seems to be like kind of cool. He seems to be cool with it. Like, he seems to be pretty calm with it, like, or whatever. I was kind of gonna ask you, like, would you be calm in that situation if you had life in prison, and obviously your wife still comes to see you, your kid still comes to see you, all of that, like, but you know,
we got kids. Hold on, we got kids and a wife.
Yeah, you got one kid. Yeah.
Wait. Let me talk. Let me interrupt it there. Your conversation is null and void for me, nigga. I'm hanging myself and I'm haunting you and my wife and. For the rest of your lives, it's peak for you.
Right. Luke is a hypochondriac, you know. That is ridiculous. What are you talking about?
That was a joke, by the way. Ridiculous statement, Jeff. I said I'm hanging myself and I'm haunting you. What kind of
joke? Clearly, it's a joke.
Nah, but I feel like you're being serious. I'm not gonna lie.
Bro, that was all right. Anyway, no, all right, go on, give me a real opinion. Basically,
let Rex talk first because I jumped in early.
So basically, I'm not doing a thing outside, and obviously, I'm in jail, and I've got life. Yeah, I've got life.
You got life in prison,
bro. Forget that. Fuck my wife, I don't give a fuck about her. Kids come and see me, do all that stuff. I live my life until
no, but your wife still comes to see you, like, you're still in love in that, but.
Who's in love? Who's in love? I'm in love.
You're in love. You got life in prison.
Huh? I'm in love with who? Her? No, I'm in love with my kids.
All right, let me give you more of the scenario, because you gotta try and be this guy, innit? He's basically started becoming a lawyer. He started learning to be a lawyer in prison because, first of all, it like kept him busy, kept his mind off shit. Because obviously he's innocent. And then
Corona.
And then my bad. And then so yeah, it takes his mind off of it, and also he's doing it for his wife and kids to get him out, innit? That's his motivation. So your motivation is your wife and kids. Maybe like 3 years later, your wife comes to the prison, says she wants a divorce because she just can't do it anymore.
My wife's dating someone in the process.
Huh?
My wife's dating someone in the process, no?
No. She's not straight away. Not straight away.
Yeah, but in the process of me being in jail for life,
she's
dating someone else. So how can I still love her?
Eventually, she starts dating one of your friends.
How can I still love her? I don't get it. I'm confused.
No, you, because she's, you're in prison.
Yeah, and I know she's dating someone outside.
Who are you loving? You can't love no one else. Of course you love her.
I'm loving myself and my kids. That's about it, my guy. I'm trying to get myself out. That's it.
Nah, that's a lie, bro. You're lying.
Nah, if Dappy's baby mom can find love with a prisoner, I can find love somewhere else.
No. But what I'm saying is that if you have life in prison, right now, you don't know if you're ever getting out ever. Like right now, for certain, 100%, you're staying in prison for the rest of your life. Yeah, the last person that you were in love with, yeah, that you cared about, that you wanted to, like, you had a family already with, you're married, all of that, home, everything going for yourself. Yeah, everything was perfect before until this happened to you. Yeah, you go in there. You're obviously still going to be in love with her. Like, no matter if you're angry about whatever, you still be in love with her, because who else are you loving? One of the inmates. Like, you're not. Like, that's the last person that you love, innit? So, you get me? Like, you're still in love with her.
But bro, love will get you killed.
What? You're in love jail.
Yeah, exactly. Love will get you killed, my guy. In jail.
How did love get you killed in jail?
Brother, love will get you killed in jail, man. You're trying to do all that kind of stuff.
I'm confused. Tell me how.
I can't tell you how right now.
I'm not in jail, my guy. This guy's mad. Alright, cool. So you know, if she was dating one of your, if she, like, after like 4 or 5 years, she started dating one of your friends, you just wouldn't want to see her. You wouldn't want her to visit anymore, help you out, talk. You wouldn't want her to do any of that.
I don't need that. What's that going to do for me?
Well, she's your motivation to get out.
No, my kids are my motivation to get out at that point. As soon as she starts fucking with my guy, my boy, my kids are my motivation to get out, because I don't know what the fuck she's doing with my guy and how she's treating my kids. I don't know how that's going.
Your brethren's obviously been there supporting, helping your kids, like helping your wife out and the kids. Obviously,
that's, it's been even more of my motivation to get out. Why is my bedroom doing all of that stuff and then fucking my wife?
No. He wasn't doing it straight away. It's just something that happened.
Yeah, bro. I don't matter when it happened. If it happened, when it happened, I don't care how it happened. Don't give a fuck about it. I'm getting my kid back.
What you say? Deep in WhatsApp. So.
Huh?
You deep in the WhatsApp.
I know I was on Instagram and I just saw nonsense, so. I decided to come back to this conversation. I heard bear back and forth. Me personally, if I'm in there, I love her and she's starting dealing with my brother, then there's no conversations to be had between me and her. Like, obviously, bring my child to me. Let me say hello to my child. Obviously. My boy should have a little bit of respect for me.
I'm still trying to get out. You still do your thing, though. Because you've got kids on the outside, so you're still trying to get out.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my thing. And them two need to both see that I'm trying to do my thing, innit? So if you're both trying to know that I'm trying to get my knowledge up, trying to get out, and then at the end of the day, your way of being supportive out on the outside world is having a relationship, then it's a different scenario.
That's a mad movie.
Nah, like, listen, like, in this scenario...
This movie's mad. I need to watch this movie. I'm watching this movie tomorrow, by the way. Was it good?
What movie?
The movie you're talking about.
Serious. For life.
For life.
Yeah. No, basically, like, obviously, look, obviously, from his point of view, and I kind of get it, like, it's like, he's in there for life, because they were basically, there's a scene, I think it's the first episode, and they're like, yeah, it's the first episode. And they're literally there. She's come to visit. The wife's come to visit him, yeah? And then he's just like, obviously, they're talking about the kid. And then he's like, well, Darius needs to hurry up and take it. If he wants to lay in your bed, he needs to hurry, take care of my daughter as well. Like, you get me? You can't be laying in the bed and not taking responsibility for that type of shit as well, innit? And he's mad, innit? He's just like, you get me? Like, he should be patterning that as well if he wants to lay in your bed, innit? And then obviously whatever, so then that just sent me, like, I was like, bro, are you mad? Like, what? Like, your friend, like, you want your friend to do that? But then I understood it, because it's like,
I'm not there, innit? I'm not there. Like, I wouldn't want it to be like a random nigga. Like, I wouldn't want it to be my friend, but I would rather it be someone I know looking after my daughter, making sure my daughter's pattern, because I know they'll do it properly. And do you know what I mean? But if I know that my wife is still in love with me, I know when I get out, like it's easy, like it's a boom, like we're back together. It's not even a thing.
My bridge just ain't my bridge anymore.
She's been getting more.
He's not my boy anymore.
Yeah, but she's not really. She needs love though.
I'm not blaming her though. She needs it. Like she needs. Like she's a woman. She has needs. Like, would you expect her to wait for me for life?
Her needs can be for
her.
But her needs can be found. She can do that somewhere else. She can find those needs somewhere else.
Bro, like, I hear you, but she's doing it. So now, it doesn't matter. Like, for me, it's like, it doesn't matter. It's like, you found someone, cool, whatever. Me and you are still in love. Okay, that's a fact. Like, we both know that. When I'm out, when I get out of this, which is going to be sooner than later, trust me, yeah, we're going to be back together. You know that, and I know that. That's cool.
We're not getting back together because you couldn't ride the bird.
You couldn't ride my bird.
Luke, he's in there for life. Relax.
Marriage is for life. Marriage is for life.
I'm done. Yo, you lot are nuts. You lot are actually crazy. You lot are crazy.
Unless you're divorcing me, get out of it. Get out of it. Unless you're divorcing me.
Surely.
Unless you're divorcing me.
This episode, because. If we were bringing someone on, then I might ask this question again next week. I'll bring someone on. Yeah. And then, like a female point of view for this one, because this is a bit, you lot are bugging. For life. I get it if it was 10 years. I feel you.
Marriage is for life. Divorce me then. If you're going to do your thing, divorce me.
Calm, bro.
Divorce me. Man paying for the marriage, you know.
Marriage isn't also like having someone like 10. I'm not gonna be married to someone and they live in Australia. I live in London. Now, I'm not gonna be married to them. And like, how does that make sense?
90
days fiancé. You just want me to. Okay, if that's your comparison, let's move on, sir. Let's move on. music, lads. Let's start off. I don't know. Where do you lot want to start, man? You lot start.
Let's go with the vision. Because me and you've listened to it. Rax hasn't listened to it, so...
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
This is up your alley, so I want you to take the lead on this one.
Yeah, man, Division, man. Big up Division. Put out album Friday. It's called... What is it? Amuse, yeah.
Amuse and Her Feelings.
Yeah, I really like the album. These guys, they went down a different direction this time. Usually they don't have like many features on their albums. Their last two albums I don't believe had any features. Yeah. But yeah, man, they went down a different route, and I liked it, man. I liked that they added in other people. It just gave it a little more flavor, a little more style. Yeah, man, for me, standout on there right now is Dangerous City. That's a tune. I like the tune with Party as well.
My personally, sorry to jump in, Fabs, on your synopsis.
That's cool.
I think the album is spectacular. Like, it's different from, obviously...
Spectacular. Jeez.
I personally think it's spectacular. Personally, like, I think I like the vibe of it. It's very summery. Like, if we went on lockdown, I'll be all in my girl's car, because I ain't got a vehicle right now. But I'll be all in my girl's car right now playing them tunes. I'll be playing them tunes in it. So, like, me personally, Dangerous City stands out for me. The song of Popcorn.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
Big tune. Stay tuned. Keep it going. There's a tune, I think it's Keep It Going, that sounds like it's got a high rhythm beat to it. It's anyway, very up tempo.
I know.
I can't remember it though.
I think it's Keep It Going. I'm looking through the track list now. I think it's Keep It Going. We can't play it in it, so I don't want us to get copyright infringement. But yeah, I think it's Keep It Going. And then between us, the Usher sample with Snow Allegra, big tune. And then we got Amuse, got the Dead President sample, Jay-Z, big tune. Like, it's got so many different vibes. And it's just such a summery, smiley album. Like, I could be in a garden listening to this, a barbecue listening to this. It's like it's barbecue but... rubber music. So, me personally, I'm a very up tempo person, and a lot of the music is quite up tempo or it's quite positive. So, if I'm listening to other R&B kind of acts, comparative to probably people within the camp, it's I'd say this album sounds similar to Magic Jordan's kind of sound in terms of how up tempo it is to me. How in terms of sonically how I heard it, like Magic Jordan. If you're comparing it to Party's album, they're yin and yang. So one's quite Party's quite dark, and well, not dark, but mellow, and this is a bit more upbeat and up tempo and makes you feel nice, innit? So, this album is a good quality album for summer barbecues and whatnot.
Are you ready?
Eight, man. Eight. I can listen to it through and through without any problems, any issues. I'll rate it at eight. I'm no really skips. Pleased with the album.
No skips?
A few.
There's skips. There is skips. There's skips. But, which is why I would give it an eight as well. But, 7.5.
I think we could have done without the future track.
Say 7.8, fams.
7.5 or 8.
Oh, 7.5 or 8. Okay. That's a right number.
7.8. 7.8, yeah. Yeah. Could have done without the future track, I think. And that's the one that kind of stands out to me out of all of them that I really wouldn't really go back to. But the rest of them, I'd let the whole thing run through. I feel no problem with that. Playing during the sunny times, man. So everyone in your barbie, if you're in your garden during the sunshine, go throw on that division, man. For me personally,
what about to beat to?
Seven,
yeah.
Because the tempo change, isn't it? It matches. It's a good.
You can't match the tempo. That's the same, man.
No, I'm saying the tempo change. That's what I'm saying. It's seven. The tempo change. I can take a break kind of through it, and then I can bring up the tempo again. You know, if you know that thing there.
I hear that still. I'll give it. I'm not gonna lie. I'll give it a nine, man. I'll give it a nine for the tribute.
I'm just matching that tempo, bro. In that tempo.
100%. Because it starts off slow, then it kind of gets faster, like in the middle. And then
end at the end, you're finished.
Slow and deep. You the get big me? But yeah. You get me? Pa-pow.
The big bang.
What is it? All right. So let's do, what is it? Ambush, yeah? Ambush brought out a track. Talk about, because I need my batteries about to die, so I need to get my charger. What's it?
All right.
Why do you say Rax? But anyway, Ambush put out a track. Your guy. EastEnders. Ambush put out a track, I think it was yesterday, called EastEnders. I don't know. It was just an alright track, and it's just an alright track. It's not crazy for me. I'm not gonna lie to you. I think Ambush has been on a steady decline for no, this is the man. Obviously, man's doing his thing. But he's just been on a steady decline. Like, all the tracks he's put out, like, recently. I can't really come back from Penn. Hasn't been amazing.
I think...
He's done well on a feature, but his tracks alone ain't been amazing.
What feature have you done well? The one with my dad. Actually, that song's alright, still.
What, PA? With who? PA Savu.
The one with Miss Banks.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. See what I'm saying? He's done
the one with Miss Banks is amazing.
The one with Miss Banks is.
That's his second best track.
Yeah. That might be his best track.
It's not better than Jumpy. I'm not.
It is still.
It's not.
Anyway,
let's leave that alone.
I'm trolling. What you say about EastEnders?
EastEnders is garbage. But yeah, goddamn. I can't lie. Ambush, we didn't need that from you. We didn't need it. There was just no need for it. Like, come on, man. Like, we don't, like, that's not what we come to you for. Like, I feel like Ambush is trying to do too much. Like, he's just trying to do way too much, bruv. Like, just give us, like, you can give us the type of yardy vibe thing, like, that you did with Miss Banks. I like that. You can give me the proper rap thing as well, like, that you did with Jumpy. That type of anthem type of tunes. Like, we need anthem tunes from Ambush. We don't need storytelling, EastEnder, Hollyoaks thing from him. That's not what we need. Like, so stay calm, man. I give that a 2 out of 10.
Wait. Because I listened to the first, like, 30 seconds.
There's a message behind it, though.
What's the message? Oh, yeah, don't argue with a gal.
Yeah, don't fuck up the bass with a gal. That's it. Important story, important message for the kids.
I hear that still. But he could have done it in a better way.
Okay. I hear you. Obviously, there's always room for improvement. I hear you.
There's
always room for improvement. Home Jens improvement and that.
Jens Lehmann. Bear saves.
That's funny still.
Yeah, it's always been for improvement, isn't it? So, yeah, it's not bad. Listen, it's not the greatest track from Ambush. I'm 100%. I'm not saying that. But there's a message behind it, so I wouldn't give it a 2. Maybe I'd give it a 3. This is the first time you've seen Ambush do that kind of thing, isn't it? You've never seen Ambush do like, put a message out from a track, innit? So, I think, yeah, maybe.
Three out of ten. I'll give it a 1, and that's for one time listen and watch, because I watched 30 seconds of that and I had to turn it off. I don't know what my guy was doing. I don't know what he was doing, innit? Like, all respect to the guy, but
give him out of 1 a track, it can't be respect, brother.
All respect, no, because he's made good tracks. He's made 2 good tracks to me personally that I liked.
Yeah.
So all respect to him, but I think he should pattern it differently. Like, I think he should go with what formula works with him, innit?
Go on.
No, I just think that they're trying to take him down a route that doesn't work for him, and that's not for him. He kind of needs to stick by his guns and what works for him, innit?
100%, man. Like, I don't know.
Video was alright, though.
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to bag on. Like, that the video would kind of save the track, and you're not going to listen to the track without the video.
Like, he was probably in the studio one night, like, and you know, he banged that out. He was like, yeah, I'm on my rap man thing. And then, you know, maybe a couple of people thought, yeah, like, this is sick. This is good. You should put this out. You should make a video to this. Like, all of that, whatever. And maybe kind of just, because I can't see that. Like, why put that out? Like, there's just no need. Like, I feel like you should continue with your buzz. Like, you had a hit with the Miss Banks thing. It's like, it's a silent hit, innit? Like, I don't think I don't know. The summer hasn't come yet, innit? That tune came out late last year.
Right.
So the summer ain't come yet, so that probably could bang off in the summer. But it's that kind of just build off of that, innit? Don't make no EastEnders shoot. Like, what are you making? Why, bro? Let Ratman do that. Bang, ba-da-dung, ba-da-dung. Like, just let Ratman do that. But what other music was there? Nothing crazy, really.
That was it for me. I only listened to the Divisions album, and
yeah.
I was forced to listen to the Ambush tune because of you, man. I don't. Yeah, we do a podcast, innit? So I kind of have to listen to things. What have you, man, listened to that I have been privy to, or anything that?
Nothing crazy. Like just DVSM.
Nothing crazy's come up, innit? Nothing has come up. Yeah. So yeah.
This week is just Division, really, and yeah, that's it, man. Really. Mm. So yeah, man, we can move past music, I guess.
No, we're not moving past music. Wait,
what are we doing?
We need to talk about Chip versus Chipmunk.
All right, yeah, let's talk about it.
Go on, you take the lead.
I'm not taking the lead because I only watched an hour.
How come I say we're not moving past music and they say we're not?
I didn't watch.
And they say Chip versus Chipmunk.
Basically. We need to kind of just highlight it happened, didn't it? Obviously, we weren't privy to it, but we need to highlight it happened. And part two is coming out on Sunday. Part two is out on Sunday,
For the people that don't know, it's cool. For the people that don't know, what's part two? What, Chip?
Chipmunk. Chip. Part two is Chip, I think.
Okay. So, the other day, for people who don't know, Chip put a post out saying that, Chip versus Chipmunk. He's doing a live where he's just going up against basically himself. On first look, when I saw it, I didn't think I think that he should try and do something with someone else. Like, I don't know. But, you know, fair enough, innit? Who's going to go against him?
He's going to want to go against Chip like that.
I mean, why not? For the love of the thing? Yeah, why not? I think a lot of people could beat him.
But look how wide Chip's catalog is. It's big. Well, I saw it yesterday, what he did play.
Sometimes it's not about how wide the catalog is, it's about if you got the bangers in there, mate.
All right. If we're going to go track for track, 20 tracks, that's a different scenario. But I'm saying his catalog is wide. So he can pick from...
Chip's delved into many genres as well. Like, he's done pop, he's done grime, he's done rap, he's done fucking even like dancehall and things. Them things there. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, I'm not saying Chip is trash or nothing. Like, he don't have tunes, but I'm saying that for me, going against yourself is it's not exciting, proper exciting for me. Like, it's like, okay,
I hear what you're saying.
Like, you go against somebody, innit? Like, let's see how fare. That's more entertaining to me.
I'm gonna defend Chip because, number one, who spanned the amount of time that Chip spanned from his, from our generation? Because he's in a similar age bracket as us, number one. Number two, you need to think about it. He's redefined himself twice. So he's come out as Chipmunk, gone through as Chip. So at the end of the day, he's had two different name changes, which had signified two different kind of genres of music. So he's gone through from grime and commercial back to grime. So who else has had that kind of transition? No pun intended.
What does that have to do with a live clash?
I'm saying to you, in terms of him and his transition, you need to put a little bit of respect on his catalogue and what he's kind of done for music and what he...
I respect his catalogue. I think I'm not saying that Chip, I want everyone to know that I'm not saying Chip is rubbish. I'm saying in terms of the situation that we're talking about now, I feel like it's not really that exciting to me personally. Only for me, that you're battling yourself. I feel like that's the easy thing to do. It's cool. And maybe you feel like no one can really go against you like that. But then to me, that's even more of a cop out because I think there are people, I said in the group chat.
Name three people that aren't OGs that can go against him.
That aren't OGs. That's what I said. That's what I was just about to say. I said in the group chat, you definitely would have to battle one of the OGs because
he's not an OG himself. He's not an OG himself.
He's the only one really in his era that was
that stuck to the test of time. So put some respect on him and his catalogue then.
But at the end of the day, how I see it is that Chip, it belongs with the era, with the older brothers. Like he belongs there, innit? So you he battles them, yes.
No, because
he came up. He was the young weight now.
And he was punching above his weight. He's been a puncher.
He's in the same weight as them, man.
He was punching above. No, because at the end of the day, he was a young G trying to spit with these man. Was trying to spit with the Kanos, with the Wretches, with the Getzes. Like,
I see. I feel you.
I feel what you're saying. I feel what you're saying, but he like.
He respect it. He was on. He was so advanced for his time. Like he could probably spin some of these brothers. So that's why I'm saying that came up with them. So he should be able to battle one of them.
No. But you need to think as we said before, age comes with experience. He still hasn't experienced some of these things that these men have experienced, and these men are in their 30s. I think
I think he has.
He's come up the same time as D-Man. He's gone through the struggles with them, man.
No.
He's the only one of these men that's fucking gone out to the US and done all that stuff.
That's what I'm about to say. In terms of life experience brings different lyrics and different perspectives. You need to think about it. Kano weren't spitting the things he was spitting right now that he was spitting before. Wretch weren't spitting the things he was spitting that he's spitting right now.
Yeah, but that's going to come
with time, though.
What
does that have to do with a live clash, bro?
No, Luke's
taking that. With a live clash.
Rex, you're quiet for time, so I don't hear nothing.
No, so listen to you, man. I can't speak when you're speaking and then Fabs is speaking, can I? Can I speak when you're speaking and Fabs is speaking?
Chip in. Let me hear you chip in.
Well, I can't chip in when you both man are chatting at the same time. How can I do that, bro? Like, when I'm talking right now, are you talking? Is Fabs talking? No, but that's what are you talking about? Don't say that. I'm listening to what you man are saying. Like,
you're directing stuff at me. Where's your argument? I'm trying to hear your argument.
I didn't agree with what you said, so that's why I directed it again. I'm not going to direct at Fabs, am I?
That's the start of the argument. You've disagreed with what I said. Back it up now. Go on.
I don't even know where you've gone with this. I'm not going to lie. Where you've gone with this? I've said what I had to say. I've said to you that, bro. You said that. I can't remember what you have to say about it because you just like messed up the whole thing. But anyway, go on.
I'm saying to you,
I don't know what you said. I don't know what you said.
You weren't listening. That's fine. I don't mind if you weren't listening.
I said what I had to say. I said that, bro, like Chipmunk has gone. He's the only one that's gone through. And now he said he hasn't got like experience or whatever. He's done. He came up at the same time that these man came up. So the Skeptors, Kanos, all of them, man, he came up at the same exact time. So he's had to go through the same exact struggles of what you man. If you could say that, Skeptors gone through this, that, other, he came up with the same exact in the music industry. I'm not talking about life experiences. Most of my life experience, I don't know what man's done in his life. In the music game, I don't know. He's come up with the same exact thing. And he's probably even top these man because he went out to the US. We've only seen recently that the US have started talking about Skepta and that. So I don't know how you can even say that man hasn't gone through the same kind of struggles.
I'm saying no. Don't try to rehash what I said. I said he hasn't got the same life experience. So what he's been spitting about is not what the same things these men have been spitting
when
about.
When you go back and watch this year, you're going to have a different perspective on what you're saying right now. I'm not going to lie to you. Because you just seem like you've took it mad on a mad, like you kind of, you've heard what you're trying to say and you kind of spun it a different kind of way. But anyway, go on. I hear what you're saying.
A different kind of way. I said to you, he hasn't had the same experience these men have had in life. So the content is not going to be
interesting. You said that, bro. Like, we don't know what
Wait, hold on. My thing is this. This is my thing, though. Can I, hold on.
Tell me what, okay, no, Luke. Tell me what Skepta's gone through in life. Tell me what Skepta's gone through.
Wait.
Hold on. Don't chat.
Let me let him rebut you. Wretch has released a Reflections.
I didn't ask you that. I said, what has Skepta gone through in life, brother?
Wait. I'm saying to you, music reflects life, and life reflects the music. You need to see what these men have grown up as adults. These men are full-blown adults now. Chip is still living like a young man still. You need to understand these men have gone through things. So it's interpreted. Life reflects the music, and the music reflects the life. So you need to see what they're doing. Like, so as I said, Wretch, Reflections, Kano, Hoodies, or someone.
Luke.
So you're trying to put him against these, man?
No, Luke, put him against Skepta, because you mentioned Skepta as well. Put him against Skepta. Skepta is probably the one that you can pitch Chip with. So put Skepta in it. So what has Skepta gone through in life that Chip hasn't gone through in life? Tell me that.
I don't know, brother.
Come out of it, man. I can't even hear you now. I can't even hear you now, man. Don't even do that. Because every time Luke does that, he always does this mad angle thing, brother.
You have no argument.
Neither do you, brother. I'm not even trying to be angry. Like, neither do you. You haven't got any argument, brother. You haven't. I've asked you one question. You haven't. I've been asked.
And I answered you the question. I honestly, I gave you a list of albums what that guys have released. Skepta,
so listen. In them man, no, but listen. Luke,
I pinpointed other people. I pinpointed. Yeah,
listen, Luke. Luke. Listen. Are you gonna listen to me?
Am I not quiet?
Listen. So the only people we can really pitch, I think the only people that I can personally pitch Chipmunk against, yeah, is Skepta. Skepta's been the most consistent, put out the same amount of time. Kano and them, man, have gone away from a minute, come back. Skepta's the only person that's been consistent, putting out tunes. Same as we can say with Chipmunk as well, yeah? So now tell me, what has Skepta gone through in life that Chipmunk hasn't gone through in life in the industry? That's what I don't know what he's gone through in personal life. In the industry, brother. In the industry.
I don't know because I have not been...
So then Skepta, you have no argument then, bro. So you have no argument then.
Right.
Left, but anyway, you have no argument, bro.
Skepta is a 35-year-old man. Chip is a 28-year-old man. There's a 7 years difference.
Yeah, okay. So you can say that, but they came up in the same era. Chipmunk was doing the same thing like Chipmunk. Skepta was doing.
Chip was probably 15 or 16 when he came out. When he was going to radios, Chip was 20, 21, 22, 19, 20. What, in that age bracket, it's different. It's a different scenario when you're 15, 16. When you're 15, imagine you being 15, 16, having to go radio. That's what I'm saying to you.
You adapt to the times, bro. Because Skepta's done that. So you can say you adapt to the times. Skepta's done that. Chipmunk's done that. What else? I'm asking what else, man. I'm trying to understand what you're saying, innit? That's the only thing I'm trying to do, bro. I'm not trying to argue. I'm trying to argue. So.
The people you're trying to put him against and pin him against, end of the day, I think they've had more. Obviously, they've had more clashes against people. They're in the artistry of grime. They're in the clashing kind of sense of people.
You didn't say that before. You didn't say anything about clashing before.
I did not say it before, and I'm saying I didn't say it before. But these people have had different experiences. Let me just pinpoint my point. These people have had different experiences. Chip has had, in terms of his experience, from what I could see, he's been in the commercial spotlight from 15, 16 years old, gone doing freestyles, making albums, going to America.
Yeah.
I've never seen him in a boiler room clash doing things with Jamma and them, man.
He hasn't done that. But he's been in clashes, though.
But all of these men have, from what I've seen.
What, boiler room?
What, not boiler room? Jamma, the Jamma thing.
You're talking about that. Some of the clashes, pen to pen, face to face, all of that kind of stuff. Chipmunk's moved with the times kind of thing, because obviously man's younger, so he's moved with the times, so he's been with clashes with Bugsy. He's done all that. We spoke on this already, bro.
The only reason I say that's different is because it's
apologies.
wait.
My battery just dead off. My wire weren't working for some serious reason.
That's what happens when you got an iPhone 4.
Anyway. I got jokes. Anyway, yeah. So what were you not saying? Sorry.
So basically,
I just want to say, yeah. What does life experience and stuff like that have to do with the live clash?
It has nothing to do with live clash. I'll say that from now.
What I'm saying is relevant. Is right.
In terms of this.
Wait, hold on.
Discography and building up an album.
What did you say that Luke had to say that was right? Sorry.
I'm saying that what he's saying is like correct, but it's not relevant to the live clash thing. Like,
what was he saying that was incorrect? Like, what do you think he was saying that was incorrect?
Like what he's saying in terms of like Chip has certain life experiences, so like maybe if you were judging
this is what I'm saying, but you man, you two are saying this weird things. You're saying that like, these men have had
life experiences. Hold on. What I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but I already can tell what kind of angle you're going down already.
I was gonna say something else because what he's saying has no relevance to what we're talking about right now. He went right.
But I was trying to highlight it is in terms of projects. If we were gonna go in terms of musically, these men have, in terms of content, their content bag and what they can dig into, they have more content in which they can drop a clash on. In terms of Chip, I think he might be less diverse than these men. So, and I think that's due to age, due to him not having the experience and being able to release the albums that they've released. They're kind of... Yeah.
I think that if we're actually going to talk about, is my battery dead?
This guy, man, I don't know why.
We might have to reconvene.
Terrible.
I'm gonna have to
edit it out, bro. That's long.
Ross Clark.
That's just still an image. Can you see it? Is it still an image? Yeah. He won't be able to do it, bro. You know what? He's gonna have to have charge. He's not gonna be able to do it, bro. Because it's gonna take this. Imagine you're using data. You're recording. You're on a live stream as well, bro. That's gonna kill his. It's gonna kill his phone. It's not gonna like it.
Like my battery was charging 1% per like 20 minutes.
But I had 100%. I'm on 43 right now on my iPad. So that's a big
battery. I'm on 43 right now as well. Like yeah,
it's gonna kill your battery. It's not gonna be. It's not an easy thing. It's annoying. Like, I'm gonna have to stammer it. Do it and stitch it and all that things there. But yeah. He's left. Anyway, it's fine anyway. I'll edit it out. Just wait for it to come back in a bit.
How long are we anyway?
Mm-hmm. Well, like an hour and 16 anyway. It's long.
What hour and?
Hour and 16.
Alright, so, like...
29. We'll just stitch it in. I'll stitch it. It's probably like a bit so you can stitch out anyway. Because we spoke a lot during the time he was out, so it's calm to even do all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? It's annoying because obviously it's annoying for stitch it and stitch it on the fucking audio. That's calm.
I can tell when you're tired, you know.
I've been tired for a long time still. I've been tired for a long time. It's been a long day.
What time did you wake up?
In, I don't know, six of them. I don't even need to be up at that time. I just woke up at that time. Oh well. We'll wait for the time to come in it and then we'll just
reconvene.
What I was saying to you is that fucking chips. I don't know why we got into the point of Chip having life experience.
No, I went into life. The only reason I went there is because these men released like pivotal albums in their life that kind of signified their age.
Mm.
And kind of signed off their age in certain terms of, if it was a clash and these men wanted to be like, ah, man's going to play the big bro card, I'm going to slap down this tune, I can slap it down. Chip's things, like, about burning it, beating things, and like...
Probably, but then he's got, but then he puts out tracks like fucking, what did he do that for, Black the Ripper,
man? Black the Ripper, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Even, we can put, if you put that to the same aspect as, to Skeppy put out a track for fucking Lukey. So I mean, when he did Lukey Ward, so you can't really say he hasn't had like, because he's gone through it. He's definitely gone through it. He's probably even gone through more because he's been to the US. He's gone through more. People were looking at Chipmunk like he was crazy. They've never looked at Chipmunk like that. The way they've looked at Chipmunk,
That's why I'm angry, because the thing is, he gets disrespected. Like the way he gets disrespected is mad, because in hindsight, when I look back at it and like niggas are killing him for what he's doing, man's got an album and he's got Mavado on the album, he's got Trey Songz, he's got Chris Brown on the album.
Mm.
Who's doing that right now? Who's going to be able to do that right now from this country?
Nah, I couldn't tell you, mate.
I'm not saying like Mavado, like niggas can probably get him on there, but like if it was a popcorn,
Brown, them man's there, yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's hard
to get them as features.
So that's what I'm saying.
No, like, 100%.
And the thing is, he was signed on the TI as well. That's the thing.
Yeah. What was that called? Top Dog? Was it Top Satin?
Hustle Gang. I think.
Hustle Gang. That's it.
He was signed on the TI. Nah, Fab, you look like you're filming off a potato.
Nah, bro, that's not good still, I'm not gonna lie.
So bad. Cucumber.
Huh?
Your audio is terrible.
What?
You filming off a cucumber?
Like, are you filming off a damn potato?
Nah, your audio is mud right
audio
now.
Is terrible. Your audio is terrible.
Oh, hold on.
Don't worry, but we're going to stitch it out still. Not the first part, but the second part, we're stitching it out.
Alright, cool.
You there?
I think so.
You ready? Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, hello?
All right. It's like being on WhatsApp video call to someone in my family from Barbados.
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Are you there, Fabs?
Are you there? Because I can see you completely. Like, I must be a mad extra. Can you even hear yourself properly? Man has both headphones in.
Big one. My battery ain't dead. 5,000 milliamps.
My battery, bro.
I know. Fab, don't even argue with Luke, man. When it comes to phones, don't even argue with
Luke.
I know statistics.
I know statistics too.
I said 5,000 milliamps. But like, how'd you get there?
He's probably been charging this phone this whole time as well.
Probably. Have you had your phone charge?
No, my phone personally has it was on 100% when we started ages ago. But then,
bro, remember, obviously we're doing like stream and using Wi-Fi and using data
and recording,
breaking down the phone, innit?
And Bluetooth and
audio, yeah, bare things.
Mine was on 30% when I started, and it went up to 43. Now it's on 40%. So.
It was on 33 and it went up to 43.
Yeah.
You take it back to the shop, man. That's impossible.
No, I know. I had the charger in.
Oh, okay.
Now, my battery, my wire was broken, so I had to change the wire. So it just weren't charging.
Yeah, it's 2,000 milliamps.
Listen, lads. We just have to continue from where we kind of left off kind of thing. But we'll just take all that stuff out. Milliamps, I don't know what you're doing, mate.
Where were we? Where were we exactly? Sorry,
I can't remember, mate. But it's something about chipmunk.
I can't remember. Something about chipmunk.
Let's just start whenever you want. Let me know.
Start now, man. Don't worry, because we're recording.
Yeah. So basically, Luke just went left. I feel like with that whole thing, because I was just saying it based on the live clash. Like, who could he clash? Live, and it has to be one of the older brothers, because he did come up with them. And also in terms of career moves and stuff like that, he's either done better than them or he's done the same. So he's match for match for them, so he has to go up against one of them. Like, everyone kind of in his age bracket that was around the same time that he was, there wasn't really anyone, and if there is, they're not that great. So
the only person I can really think of is maybe Ice Kid, but Ice Kid did one feature with Blue Chip and that was it. Like, he never really done it. I can't remember anything. I can't go back and pinpoint something he's done except for the feature with Chip. Do you know what I mean? So
Yeah, not Ice Kid.
Not Ice Kid. But Ice Kid was sick. Ice Kid was decent, I'm not gonna lie.
Ice Kid was good, but
it was decent.
I'm thinking, all right, if you're gonna say someone older, who would it be then? Who would you, man, say? You said Skepta. You said Skepta.
Yeah, Skepta's a good one, because Skepta doesn't, you know how you were saying on the maturity thing? Skepta don't really have too many of those things either. Skepta's, in terms of his tunes, they're not, they don't have the kind of content that Rex would have in his or Kano has in his recently.
Skepta's always stuck with the times, I would say. Always stuck with the times. Yeah. Me with the times.
Yeah. So,
I think Skepta would beat him, innit? I'm not gonna lie.
If you'll beat him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
If he can play BBK stuff, if he can play Too Many Man. What are you saying?
Yeah, he's allowed to. Yeah.
Cult classic. Okay.
General things then. General things.
Mm-hmm.
I remember
in Bearman's Freestyles, innit? When he done the Bearman Freestyles. Like, just back to back with BBK and that. Like, yeah, fucking hell, man. We'll end it. We'll end it still. Chimon's got bars. He's got bars of penners, but like, it's different. It's different. It's different on this, like, just on the, in regards to BBK. Like, man's put out albums, blacklisted, Konnichiwa. Like, do you know what I mean? He's done. Done and back to back.
Alright, cool. Alright, cool. What's he doing when, if he plays, if Chipmunk plays his commercial songs, if he plays Champion, what's he doing? What's he playing?
You want Skepta to play him?
Skepta? Yeah. ASAP Rocky.
It's shut down. That's on me, isn't it? Shut down.
Yeah, but that's, that's not a feature. That's not a feature, though, isn't
it? No, he can play anything. Any song he wants. Any song he wants. Anything that...
Oh, Skepta can play anything he wants when he, when Ving plays Champion.
Yeah.
I'll just play ASAP Rocky. Done.
That's it. That's too early. Too early. Too early.
No, I'm saying if he plays,
that'll be my last
like, when he plays, he wants to play one of them big features back to back with features. Big feature. Skepta wins that already anyway. Done. But, if, I get it. He can play Shutdown. He can play it on
Chip. Chip plays Every Girl. What's Skepta playing?
Different. I don't know. Different. I feel like you got to match the vibe in it. I think you got to kind of match the vibe. I don't know.
Alright, then we'll then. Every gal, then you play Wizkid, the tune with Wizkid.
Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, you play Energy.
Yeah, I forgot about that still. Yeah, go on. Yeah.
He's
winning, isn't it? He's winning. I don't know. He's winning, isn't it?
One sec. Let me get some tracks.
That's a question for those. Yeah, do two more.
We spoke about, you know what's magic? We spoke about Chip 3 weeks in a row.
Sense. Yeah, he's relevant.
He's one of the GOATs.
I know.
I've got mad respect for him.
Yeah, exactly. When you talk about the thing about disrespect, Luke, like this is off you when you're off cam, innit? When you talk about disrespecting, we got a member, he gets your respect as well because he's in these conversations. He's in these conversations all the time. But he gets your respect in a type of way, you know what I mean?
Kind of. He, I don't know if he does, though. Like, it's weird. I feel like he gets respect in terms of, like, diss tracks and stuff like that, like beefing, man. Like, he gets accolades for that 110%. But in terms of making tunes and stuff like that, everyone, you can't deny that. You can't deny it and say that he doesn't have tunes. Like, he has tunes in it, but is he consistent? Does he have a body of work that we can all run to, that we all listen to all the time?
I would say Chip is consistent as Skep, kind of. I would say he's as consistent as Skep. He stayed with the times. He stuck with the times. He hasn't really missed one. Do you know what I mean?
But he doesn't have a classic. He doesn't have like maybe not a classic. But he doesn't have something that we an album that we can and say that. Oh yeah, that's a Chip album. Like yeah, I don't think
we can. Agreed.
I think League of My Own too.
Well, sorry. Yeah. When he's got the track with the scene, he's got oh fucking hell, man.
He's good, but it's not. It isn't what you think it is.
He's got gets like that.
Is it what you think it is? Why would you say that?
It isn't what you think it is.
Oh,
it's not.
I'm sorry.
It's not what you think it is, boys. It's not what you think it is, lads.
He's got gets like that. Fucking hell, penners. Honestly.
Confirm.
36, 34 shots. Scene,
34 shots. Settings.
Come on, man. That's a body of work. That's a good one. A good one, still.
I like YSN, Young Smooth Nigga. That's a calm tune. It's I think the tune with LMA. He's got a tune with LMA, you know?
Yeah. Bro, I get you, but it isn't what you think it is, lads. It's not.
That is such a bad thing to say. But I said it is what you think it is, lads.
Yo, shit. Listen, I have to say, because sometimes I say certain things, it makes it seem like, man, don't fuck with Chip. I fuck with Chip in it. And like, but he doesn't have, I don't feel like he has a body of work where you go, yo, like, rah. Yeah, like, that's the, you get me? Because I feel like people don't respect Transition. I don't feel like people never did. Transition is a good album, but I don't think people respected it the way it needed to be respected. I Am Chipmunk. People didn't, I don't feel like, it was a good, another decent album, but I don't think people respected it because he changed certain things. He made certain sound changes.
Me and Rex were talking off screen. I was saying, like, if any man would get the features he got on that album now, these men would be revered. Like, you got Trey Songz, you got Mavado, and you got Trey.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got
Chris Brown, sorry. So,
ahead of his time for that.
So, you know, you need to put a little respect for my guy's name if he's got all of these features before the come up like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, I hear that still. I respect it. I respect it.
You've got Kerry Wilson as well. You can shout. And that's when she was at her peak. With the Neo song.
In the air. Hands up in the air. What?
Hey, Chip, I like that album, innit? Me personally, innit?
But, like, I'm not going to lie, I like corny tunes sometimes. So, maybe it was for me, innit? But who cares? But we've been on this Chip thing for a while.
Yeah, we have.
We got a little carried away.
Did that job thing? That job thing was on that.
I was going to do that in a sec. I just want to ask you a quick question. It's two health-related questions. Yeah, and I'm going to start off with this because it's relevant to the time. Obviously, at the moment, there is, you know, talk about getting rid of this thing and with a vaccine. What do you lot think about taking that vaccine? Would you take it? What do you think of it? Blah, 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 blah.
No. I'm not taking the shot. I'm not taking it off the bat. I'll let you man go first, obviously, like I said. And then obviously...
I'll
give it a go. If there's no side effects, I'll take it. But I'm not taking it off the bat. Huh?
Go on, Rex.
Yeah. Sorry. What? I said it
earlier.
What'd you say?
No, I said they want bad for black people, you know. I said us go first.
Yeah, I'll let you man go first and then I'll go after it. That's all right. You'd be the first phase. I'll go second. Maybe third.
Fourth.
Maybe.
Hell no. Me personally, I wouldn't take it. Kind of based off what like Luke said the other day, like, you know. Did Luke say? I can't remember. Someone said this. Maybe it was Luke. Taking a new vaccine, something new to me is a bit weird. Like, you know, you never know what's in that. You don't know what's you know what I mean, what's going on with it, what side effects it has, because it's so new. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know much about this and you're asking me to take it. You know what I mean? So just based off of that, personally, me, and I wouldn't take a...
But the safest way to take that is to let you man go first and the man goes after. That's the safest way to take it. First phase, isn't it? You man, first phase.
Bro, then you can. Second, man said, third. You know, you can use the people you don't know, big man. This is mad. Okay,
cool. Sorry, alright, cool then. Let them man take it. Let them man take it first. Obviously, then we go after, innit? We can't be the first phase. No way we can be the first phase. We have to be second.
But the thing is, you don't know. Like, it could even so. Like, even when you take it, it could affect you, man.
It still can, but I'm saying in the safest way to get out of this situation, which we are in right now, which is lockdown, quarantine, let them man take it first, then us man go third phase, second phase kind of thing. You can't say, I will never take it because you'll just be in lockdown for the rest of your life, brother.
Nah, big man. It's because immune system adapts, isn't it? You're eventually going to catch it. If you're going to catch it, then you might catch a lesser strain of it, innit? They're saying it's mutated.
Even this thing, though, like, obviously the vaccine is going to have a little bit of COVID in it. So,
I personally would rather not take it, innit? As I said to you, don't know the side effects, number one. Obviously, number two, like they told you cigarettes were healthy for your health at one point. So you think I'm gonna be taking if I don't know the side effects for COVID and taking a vaccine after a year of it being viable to the public, you think I'm gonna take the vaccine after a year of it being around?
Mm.
That doesn't make any logical sense to me. Like, as I said, I know science has come forward like leaps and bounds versus when it was, but they said to people that, as I said, cigarettes were healthy for you. So I'd rather stay away from government information unless I can see a mass.
Nothing's ever 100%, don't it? So
exactly. And I don't know what side effects it's going to have to my specific genetic makeup, innit? So I don't know. I did see that in terms of vaccines, as you were saying, that they're starting to test it in Africa again. If it doesn't work yet.
I think it's in Kenya.
which is disgusting. I don't understand
why, is that so disgusting though?
Because they're preying on people that probably clearly the government's probably not
forced. It's not. I don't feel like they're going there, and I could be wrong about this, but I don't feel like they're going there forcing.
I think they're selling dreams. I think they're selling dreams. At the end of the day, people are used to living. Look at the strength. Look at it. Look at the strength.
I was drinking water.
Look at it, protein. Obviously, these people might not be. I don't know the economic standpoint of Kenya, innit? So I don't want to talk about them in a broader point of things. But they tend to go to Africa to test these vaccines, and it's been a proven thing where people go to Africa, test vaccines. It has side effects on these children, and they're born with defects, and they have defects.
Yeah.
So if it's a consistent thing where they go to Africa, test these things, and these children have defects after this, like it's a disgusting thing that that Britain keep practicing, that the world keeps practicing on African nations.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's them taking economic advantage of these countries. At the end of the day, they're probably selling these countries' dreams, saying, okay, cool, you could be the saviors of the world. Okay, we're going to give your children vaccines. We're going to test if they work. If they don't work, okay, sorry, we might pay you out behind the table, under the table.
Isn't that kind of our thought as well? Because even the mentality that we have already, that we've, all three of us have said, no, we don't want to. We would never trial it. We would never take it. Like, no, we don't know what's in it. Like, isn't that kind of our fault for being so kind of like, do you know what I mean? Like, not willing to obviously help, like, because maybe these people, maybe they do want to help. Do you know what I mean? Maybe they do want to help this situation move along. And, you know.
You need to remember, maybe it's selfish of us not to. Governments are made of individuals. Sorry, Rex. Governments are made of individuals, isn't it? So if these individual people their empowerment is money, and you're giving them money at the end of the day, then that means their pockets filled. They don't care about these little kids. It's done. Like, give it to these little kids on the corner. I don't care what happens to these kids. As long as my pockets filled, then boom. And I'm representing the masses at the end of the day. The people that are appointed government, sometimes, majority of the time, they're in corrupt positions. They've been put in corrupt positions where they can manipulate their power. Anyway, sorry, Rex. I'm sorry for cutting you off.
No, I'm not gonna get into all of that kind of stuff. But personally, to me, it just doesn't make sense anyway. Because listen, Kenya has probably got, I don't know the stats on Kenya, but I'm pretty sure they got a lesser infection. Like, what's the word? A lesser people have been infected with corona. I'm pretty sure they might have got lesser people compared to corona than Britain. Take that vaccine thing, test it over here. Why are they going to Kenya and doing all that kind of stuff? It don't make no sense.
No, I think it's more like on what, like kind of what I said, like we kind of, all of us, we all have this like first world mentality. It's like, no, like it's kind of selfish. Like we're just like, no, I'm not taking that. Like, I don't trust the government. All of that. You know, we have that type of mentality, you know, which, you know, and like we don't want to, like, even though this thing is like taking over our world right now, like it's fucking everything up, to kind of move it along, they need to test it. Like they need to make sure that it works, like so they can actually mass produce it and send it out to people and actually get rid of it.
Here, bro, we've got more people.
One second. This is what I'm saying though. Like, so people don't want to do that. People are like, no, I'm not. I don't want that. I don't want to be the guinea pig for that. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. So they have to do it somewhere where people do want to do it. Like, so, and I'm not saying it has to be Kenya, but you have to go somewhere where, you know, people actually want to test this and make sure it actually works. Like, so that's it, isn't it, at the end of the day. Like, it has to go somewhere. And if we're being selfish and say, no, we don't want to do it, then where else? Like, they have to go somewhere else naturally. Like, so.
When they just paying people 3.5 bags to be test dummies. So where's the money going to pay these people to test the vaccines?
I don't, obviously, that's failed.
Obviously, okay. That's failed. They're like coming up with other contingency plans. Let's go Kenya now.
But the end of the day,
but you lot are forgetting really quickly that they did try and test it here first. They've said things like the 3K thing. They said that they're going to start trials here. That wasn't about vaccine.
That wasn't about vaccine. That was just testing. I think testing other things on people. That wasn't a specific vaccine because they've just developed the vaccine, have they not? I might be wrong. I might be being ignorant.
Oh, no, yeah. The 3K was to inject them with COVID to see what happens or some shit like that. Yeah.
What kind of nonsense am I hearing? That infects me with COVID. Huh?
Yeah.
What kind of nonsense? Free bags for life.
The scientists need to understand how it works so they can actually cure it. So this is right at the beginning though. This is at the beginning of it. This is early. This is early though. So obviously right now they have loads more information in it. So they probably don't need to do that. But yeah, I just think I don't know. Because I try not to see the bad too much in it. Because I feel like we're consumed by so much bad in it. If you see too much. The Kenya thing is a contingency plan. It's the second plan to them trying to test here.
No, I can see that.
They went there. It's not like France. Like France were like, yeah, let's test in Africa. Those guys are, you know, they're disgusting anyway.
But sometimes you have to ask why.
French bastards.
But sometimes you have to ask why. I think why doesn't it get asked a lot.
It gets asked way too much. I'm not gonna lie, it gets asked way too much, bro. With the government, every 2 seconds, why? Every 2 seconds, I feel sometimes we do go overboard with the why.
No, but you never get an answer.
Sometimes it's right in your face.
You never get
in this situation. It's not right in your face. All the stuff I've told you, bro. We have more people have been contaminated with this thing. Why are we going to Kenya? It makes no sense.
We live in the first world.
Yeah, but people are dying over here, but we had more deaths over here. It don't make no sense. Bro, listen to it. They've had more deaths over here. Why are we going to Kenya to test something that we have more deaths over here?
I agree.
We need to do this thing here.
Listen, you lot can agree with each other, that's fine. But people have to want to trial. They have to want to do it. So you saying that is fine, cool, I hear you. There's more cases here. You're correct on that. That is just a pure and solid fact, 100%, yeah? But people here do not want to take that vaccine. They do not want to be the guinea pigs for that vaccine. You already said it, Rax. So imagine how many other people, thousands of people in this country, yeah, are saying the same thing as you. Like, we have a first world mentality. We're selfish. And over there, maybe, it's just not, that's not the case. Like, there'd be people over there who might not want to do it, but they'd be like, you know what, it's a good thing to do because
the reason, let's be clear on this. The reason why these men are even thinking about even doing it as in taking on the fucking vaccine thing and then their man haven't got as much information as us. This is it. Like these men haven't got enough much information as us. So that's the reason why these men are even contemplating taking it. Because if their man had the same information that we had, I'm pretty sure these men wouldn't be taking it. So
I'm sure they have enough. The government in Kenya have enough information.
The government, but obviously, remember, them things are corrupt.
But that's the same. But listen to what you're saying, though. That's the same thing you're saying that's happening here, though. You feel me?
I never said that. You
already said that you don't have enough information. You said at the beginning you don't have enough information already. You said I don't know what's in that. I don't want to take that. I don't know what's in that. Course, so you're saying course, that they, I don't have, know, I don't know they have the same problem there.
But my viewpoint, wait, let me speak. My viewpoint might change if I'm on a ventilator in a hospital. My viewpoint might change if I'm on a ventilator in a hospital and someone comes up to me and says, okay, do you want to sign this document to possibly test a vaccine that might save your life right now? My viewpoint might change. These people in Kenya, we don't know how many people are infected and whatnot. Like, at the end of the day, if I'm saying, all right, cool, if these people aren't infected, then you're infecting them with a virus and then testing the vaccine on them to see if it gets rid of the virus. That's a different scenario.
No, but you've got to test it on people who have the virus.
We don't know if they're not infecting people, though. We don't know if they're not infecting people. That's just another thing. There's a layer of information you don't understand.
Let's not talk about that. I don't want to talk about stuff that we don't know.
That's what I'm saying to you.
We don't know what they're doing over there. There's not a see-through plan over there. We don't know what they're gonna, how they're gonna test people
but
over
then,
there.
But then that's what I'm saying to you. Like, we can't just assume the worst and say.
And we can't assume the best. And we can't assume the best.
I'm not saying to assume the best, but I'm saying don't assume the worst. Because what you lot just said, like what you lot literally just said, the same thing you said for yourself for them over there. That's what I'm trying to say to you. You're saying that the government over there is corrupt. You're saying the government here is corrupt. And then you're saying the people over there might not be armed with enough information. And you're saying that you're not armed with enough information too. So it's the same situation.
They're people. They're like pretty me. Much. They're like me and you. They have a heart. They have a brain. They have limbs. They're living. So at the end of the day, if they're going to, the same way, if they'll test it on me, they'll test it on them people, innit? They need to know everything. As Rack said, they might not have all the facts and understand what's
going on. Why can't you do it then? Why don't you want to do it?
As I said, I'm not in a position where I have COVID. If I have COVID, my outlook might change.
I hear you, Lee. I hear you. I hear 100%. 100%. That's facts. That's facts, my guy. If I have COVID, I might think like, fuck it.
You know that the vaccine isn't for, like, the vaccine is just to prevent you from getting COVID. So you can take it without having COVID. It's like a food jab.
All right, fair enough. I don't know. I'm clearly operating from an ignorant standpoint, innit? I don't know how it works. Don't know if it's prevention or cure. If it's prevention, then that's a different scenario.
Fabs, take it, man. Take the vaccine.
I'm not saying that I would take it. I'm saying at the beginning of this, we all said that we wouldn't take it. I stick by that. Like, obviously, like I personally would, but we are coming from, like, we live in the first world, innit? Like, we are very selfish over here, like. You get me? So I'm just saying it, like, you know, I'm not saying that we should assume the worst, because they did try, and I think the Kenya thing came up because they're like, you know, if it fails here to get it done here, then that's where they'll go next, probably, innit? Like, and my thing is like, I mean, if they tried it here and that's not working, they have to go somewhere else. Cool, like, all right, you know, but obviously make sure you do it properly.
Go to France.
Go to a first world country, then.
Go to another country that's got a lot of people that have been contaminated with it. Go to them, man.
Spain.
Try all options.
This is the last thing I'll say on it. Do you not just think, like, things just happen like that? Like, yeah, let's just go front. Like, let's just go front. So start injecting people with this thing. Like,
logically, we'll go.
You gotta get someone to agree. you gotta get someone.
I know.
I wish Kenny agrees. Then it's like, okay, like, let's get it done.
But let me jump in. You need to, from getting someone to agree, you need, in terms of getting someone to agree, if you can't get these other European countries, there has to be some economic standpoint that makes this country agree and this country not agree. You must be offering something to this country that this country doesn't need. Clearly, this country might need something that this country don't need. So you're going to try and take... Wait, let me talk. You need to try and take... I'm going to try and take advantage of my economic standpoint and my economic superpower and my power that I have and go to this country here, and I offer them this that they might not have and give them this promise that they might not have. I promise them this. We don't know what's there, but they're promising what they're giving them. But no. But listen, at the end of the day, because they're a third world country. This is me taking. This is the world, and people are going to take advantage of other people in it. I understand that.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm always going to see it as wrong. Being a black man, I'm always going to see that as wrong. People going to Africa and taking shit and doing that.
I see it as wrong as well. But what I'm saying to you is, in terms of power,
maybe just black man as a human being, I see it as wrong.
I see it as wrong. In terms of power, though, it works like, well, I feel like it works like a place like France, a place like Italy, a place like maybe Greece, like anywhere in Europe, pretty much like. It's all about power, innit? It's all about having power. Like, you're not, like, England, the British ain't gonna come to France and test the vaccine that they're pioneering to be the first, the first to do it. Like, they're not gonna allow that to happen. It comes down to that as well. There's bare different moving parts to this. It's not just as simple as A and B, is what I'm really trying to get at. It's not as simple as A and B. It's about power. So I can't go to France. France isn't going to want to let me get that vaccine first. They're not going to want that to happen. I can't go to Italy. Italy's not going to want me to. They're not going to want that. Like, I can't go to China. They're not going to want that. Like, you get me? So you go somewhere where they need, you know what I mean? They need the recognition. They're not looking for power like that. You get me? You go somewhere that needs the help. Like, so it makes sense from that standpoint, and somewhere where it's not like so much hassle to just try and get something to actually help people. Because at the end of the day, we say a lot of, like, people say a lot of bad things about, like, the government and what do they have planned, that they're trying to do this to us, they're trying to do that to us. But at the end of the day, there are good people working within the government, and they are actually trying to heal the world right now. They're trying to actually, that there's a tune called Heal the World, right? And then, like, yeah, like, literally, they're just trying to get that done. Like, they're just trying to make this situation better. So, but yeah, man. Interesting topic, anyway.
Yeah, let's get off this story.
Yeah, man.
Out of it.
Just real quickly, are you lot going to have your prostate checked? Like, are you lot like are you not looking forward to the experience?
I'm not looking forward to the experience.
When does this happen anyway?
In your 30s.
Yeah, I'll get it done.
Late.
But well, I'm going to get it done.
Huh?
Rax. You know what it is, Rax?
Yeah, they touch the balls in that.
No.
They put your finger up your arse.
That too. Yeah, no, I knew it's one of them. I know they touch them. You're meant to check your balls, isn't it? But obviously they stick their finger up your thing as well.
Yeah, you're looking
forward to that. I'm not looking forward to it. Obviously, man, I'm going to have to go do it. Cervix, isn't it? Things don't want to get service done, but man's got to do it as well, so man's got to do the same thing.
Health is wealth, isn't it?
Health is wealth.
Exactly. I hear you still. So like, after that happens to you, like me, I'm not looking forward to it at all. I'm pretty scared of it, pretty much. It'll probably, I'm not going to lie, it'll probably hold me back from doing it for a very long time, but what are you going to do? Like after, actually, you know, I'm never going to ask this question. It's a bit wild. We'll move on.
No, go on, then. Ask the question.
We'll move on. We will move on. I've got better questions, but I'll try saving them for like next week and stuff. But, let me see. Also, random quick fire question for you, man. Right. Okay, cool. I got some here. Would you want to? Yeah. Here's something for you. Would you guys want to talk to your new girl's ex to see who they really are before you get involved with them, like proper?
Kind of fuddy duddy stuff is that? Why am I chatting to a man here?
That's the question. Like, would you want to like talk to him? Like, so basically, you're about to like, you want to take this girl a little bit serious, but you're kind of unsure. Like, would you want to talk to her ex to just kind of find out who she really is, to kind of just get the heads up?
I'm not romancing my guy. Why am I giving him, asking him 21 questions like I'm 50 Cent?
That's not romance. What are you talking about? Romance.
you said no, but like, why am I pillow talking with him? There ain't no conversation to be had.
You're asking him questions about the girl, innit?
Yeah, I'm not gonna ask him a question about the girl. Like, that's obviously there's gonna be some sour taste because I'm the new man. I might be piping it down, laying it down.
It's an ideal situation. You get to talk to him to find out how she is. Before you get involved,
would you take the option?
Would you take the option, or would you just leave it and just find out like blind?
Personally, for me, I'll find out blind. Sometimes that's the fun in the game as well. Like, it's fun in the game. Obviously, it's a game of like, man's got to find out a thing and find out what she likes and all them kind of things. That's the fun in the game. That's the fun in trying to find out who that person is.
I'm talking more about the bad bits.
The bad bits, same thing. Yeah, same thing. Same thing.
It's part of the roller coaster, man.
You wanna know? You wouldn't want to know if she's crazy like way beforehand.
No. Because your kind of crazy might not be my kind of crazy, and I might like my kind of crazy. So you know, it's there's certain kind of crazy. There's levels that certain guys can tolerate and certain guys can't tolerate. So
sometimes my guy can't handle what I can handle. Sometimes that is toxic. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. Sometimes I feed off that toxic.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I make it worse. Sometimes I'm more toxic.
Sometimes I'm wheezing. I'm wheezing. Pokemon, wheezing.
It's wheezing. No, it's wheezy.
It's not wheezy, big man. I ain't got asthma.
So you think the Pokemon's name is Weezing, yeah?
Oh, ridiculous. I swear, bro.
This was what you did.
Me? For the bad things, I might want to know. I might want to know, like, if you're crazy. Like,
You're right, Luke, still.
What?
You're going to find out, yeah? No, ask the big man.
What did you say you're right about?
Weezing, the Pokemon.
Oh. Who's Weezing?
The Pokemon.
Toxic.
I can't remember what he looks like. Oh, I can't.
Oh.
That's him. Can you see it?
Oh. Is it? Yeah, I can see. Yeah, ish.
Might have to get taken out for that store, but anyway.
Nah. Definitely not.
Copyright.
Yeah. I would want to know. I mean, I wouldn't mind knowing.
I wouldn't mind knowing either, but sometimes it's the fun of the game, isn't it? Man, it's fun of the game.
I mean, it could be fun in the game, it could not be fun in the game. Sometimes finding out your girl is absolutely a Looney Tune isn't fun at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's annoying. No, but at least if I can, like, prepare for it, then it's like, okay. Like, I'm not saying if I find that she's crazy, I'm just going to duck. I might stay.
I think, and, like, personally, these kind of situations, if it was put to a girl, I'm pretty sure the girl would take that option. I think more so men will not take this option.
Like, I think it's a it's part of the contingency plan as well. Like, when you build a contingency plan to leave a crazy girl, like, you build a plan, you're going to go through the plan, and how you operate in the plan. Like, there's 3 steps to it. And that's part of the fun as well. Like, okay, yeah, I found out she's crazy. I'm about to leave this girl. I like the way you men have gone silent, but
there you go. I'm feeling you.
Yeah, man.
Alright, well, lads, what we'll do is finish off with a little game. Ladies and gents, this is the what we're going to do is test these guys' geography, see how much countries they know. We're going to go down the alphabet. We're going to go down the alphabet and just see if these guys can name a different country with each letter I say. You guys ready?
Yeah, go.
All right, so I know Rex has got the computers in front of him, so he could be cheating, but I can't stop that. So,
I'm not doing that.
Hey, I can't see you though. So,
see my hands on.
Yeah. Fine. Yeah, put your hands up there. All right, cool. Guys, ready? Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. So, A.
Armenia.
Algeria.
I said the first name, you lost. Next.
What did you say? You said Armenia.
Yeah, Google it, mate.
I said Algeria.
Yeah, you got it right. Both of us got it right. So what happens then?
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's 1 point each. Wait, what did you say, Rex?
Almunia. Go check it out.
Almunia.
Yeah, it's a country. Go check it out. Armenia, I think it's Armenia, sorry. I didn't want it to.
What's it? Armenia? Wait, Moon.
He said Armenia, though.
No. Big man, no, wait.
Hey, Siri. Is Armenia a country?
I'm listening.
Is Armenia a country? Armenia, one of the two.
Armenia, officially the Republic of Armenia.
No, you're wrong.
I ain't gonna chat about it, bro. I'm just saying, you said Armenia.
Armenia. You said Armenia.
I'm gonna give it to him. But Rex, you gotta say the right. It's fine. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
People's pronunciation is wrong, though, isn't it? People's pronunciation is mad.
Armenia. You said Almunia. You didn't say Armenia. You said Almunia.
I said it.
That's crazy.
I don't think Armenia exists anymore.
You're wasting time, though.
Does Armenia exist anymore?
Luke, he's got it. It doesn't matter. Yeah? So, 1-1, yeah? B. Barbados. What'd you say, Rex?
Bulgaria, man. What's like, what's man always pinpointing, man? What's my, like,
I didn't hear you. He spoke. What Luke said? He didn't. I couldn't hear you because you spoke at the same time.
Oh, you didn't want to ask him? You didn't want to ask Luke, no? You didn't want to ask
Luke? Because I heard him last.
So, we didn't speak at the same time then, innit?
Bro, all right. He spoke a little bit after you. You feeling better now? You're like, Jesus Christ. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? Like, Jesus. Anyway, yeah. All right, cool. C.
China. Nah, this man's moving.
Czech Republic.
What?
Czech Republic.
All right, cool. Yo, I didn't say this in the beginning, yeah? But, like, 5 seconds, yeah?
Mm.
From now, yeah? All right, cool. D.
Denmark. Long, I got it right. Pick another one.
Dominican Republic.
All right, cool. B.
Ecuador. Oh, mate, cool. same time. Ecuador, innit?
Eritrea.
Ethiopia.
All right, cool. All right, cool. That's fine. You got to say different ones, yeah? F.
France.
That's a hard one. Still, I don't know if F's my next.
Anyway, that's a point to me.
Yeah, G.
Right, well done, genius.
Georgia. Ghana.
Rex, what did you say? You said Ghana. Did you say both? Say Ghana.
No, I said Georgia.
Mm. You said Georgia.
Yeah.
That's not a country.
With a G.
Georgia's not a country. But I feel you though.
I think it might be Georgia.
Ah, yeah, he's done. Jay.
Jamaica.
Jordan.
Jordan's a country, right? Yeah, you're right.
Oh, do you know these countries that you're saying all these kind of things?
You're saying some mad ones that could be cities. You said Jordan.
I want to have faith in my quizmaster, you know.
Big man, you're losing already, so you should have faith in yourself, yeah? K.
Kazakhstan.
Kenya. Okay.
No, you're out, man. You're not getting a point.
I'm not. That was 2 seconds.
Oh, come on, mate. Have a laugh, mate. He's out already.
I was counting, he wasn't. L.
Latvia.
L.
What'd you say?
L.
Lithuania.
Okay. M.
Mexico.
Miami.
Stop it. That's mad. N.
Nigeria.
No, I said it first, man.
You both said Nigeria. Luke said it first, I think.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I did. New Zealand.
New Mexico, then, isn't it? New Mexico,
big
man.
That's a city.
That is a city.
I already said Nigeria.
Yeah, cool. That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Really, I can't tell who said it first, innit? You both said it. So.
We'll see on the thing.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue. Pass.
2, 3, 4, 5.
No one's got that. P.
Pakistan.
Panama.
Ooh.
Don't play with me.
Yeah, boy. Panama. All right, cool. Q.
Paddy. Huh?
Q. Q.
Qatar. Qatar.
Ooh. Okay.
That must be the only Q as well.
I'm telling you, I think it might be. That's the only one I got personally. Okay, cool. R.
Republic of Ireland.
Romania.
All right, cool. S.
Saint Lucia.
Slovenia. That's 5 second one.
You're done. You got it. Yeah, you got it. T.
Tanzania.
Ooh.
Oh, fucking hell, man. That's a hard one. T's. I don't know about T's. I hate T's. I might have lost this already anyway.
You? Uruguay.
Huh? That must be the only year as well.
Nah, it's not.
Uganda.
I said it. I gave it to him. Nah, that's bad. Ah, cool. Fuck it. Yeah. Ah, cool. V?
I'll give it to him. Go on. Venezuela. Pussy.
Man's mocking it. That's so dumb. cool. W.
Go on.
Come on, mate. You know it. You know it.
One. Two. Three.
I don't know it still.
Four. Five. Cool. X.
There's no X's.
Jeez, my slogan, there's no X's.
Man's so dumb, man. I'm telling you, man.
They're not around anymore.
Bye.
Uruguay.
Whoa. Yeah, yo.
Minus one.
You're funny, bro.
Minus one.
What did you say? Did you say anything? Luke didn't say that. I didn't hear that. So. No. Zed.
Zimbabwe.
Right, cool.
Venezuela.
What did you just say?
Venezuela.
Oh, good Lord, have mercy. Right.
Venezuela, you're not... Hey, Google it. Do your Googles, please. I ain't got time for this.
Cool.
I'm not gonna lie.
Let me see how much you lot got, yeah?
Yeah, please. I'm mad tired. I think I lost it anyway.
No, you definitely lost. Mm. That was hilarious, Rax. This is second game you lost, you know.
Supplant. Give me that something physical. I'm a physical guy. I'm a physical guy. Give me something physical. Do an arm wrestle, something like that. I'm a physical guy.
Quarantine, social distance.
Quarantine.
It was.
Give it business.
It was a good game, but Luke has taken it with 22 points to Rex's 14 points. Round of applause. There you go. Round of applause. Clap for the NHS. Clap for yourself. you know, one day you don't need to be the quiz master. Make a game, man. I want to play. So,
yeah. Rax has a game. So
next week, innit? But it's not really a game. But anyway, yeah. Next week, I can sort it out.
Yeah. Sort it, and then we play. We do something in it. So, yeah, man. Good pods, obviously a little technical issue with my phone and that, but like you know, what are you gonna do?
Where's my charger?
Yeah, man, but people, thank you for watching again. Thank you for listening. Spotify, Apple Music, love, YouTube, love. We'll be back next week with some more goodness, more friends after.
Thank you for YouTube, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. We're out, man. Take care of yourself. Stay home. Stay safe.
Love.
Big up.